Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Libby catching up with Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. Listen, she asked a question and hear what his response
is. Can you just tell us if you feel that the Trump-Vance ticket can win Wisconsin?
Well, let me say this first. I love Milwaukee. I may never leave. Okay? It's awfully hot in Louisiana.
It's pretty hot here, too.
Did I mention that I love Milwaukee? Now, what was your question?
This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention.
I formally declare President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance as the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of the United States.
Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is Wisconsin's Morning News. Now here are your hosts, Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Live with you once again this Tuesday morning from the Republican National Convention, 2 days in and 2 days to go at the close of business today. Milwaukee's big handshake with the world, right, Eric? Our moment in the sun, the spotlight,
all eyes
on Milwaukee this week. How are we doing?
This year's convention takes place in beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin, also known as Brew City, Beer City, and all of the other cities are worried about you city.
Okay, Stephen Colbert doing his late show on CBS Live after the convention. He had another good crack.
Now, if you're in Milwaukee and you can't get into the convention, there is an official convention watch party every day this week at a local pub called, and this is true, Drink Wisconsinably. Lovely.
Let him finish it. Here, please.
Bravo. Truly. Truly one of the best state and warning label theme bars in the country.
So there you go. How are we looking to the nation right now?
So it's interesting because of the lawmakers that are here, the high-profile politicians or former politicians, want to make sure that we like them also. It's going both ways. Here's former House Speaker Newt Gingrich talking to Libby Collins.
How do you like Wisconsin so far?
Well, I love Wisconsin. My wife's from Whitehall. My son-in-law is from Sheboygan. We own a share of Packer stock. I like cheese curds and I like brats.
Pretty much covers it, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
I also like craft beer and also Molson Coors beer. I also like the Brewers, and I like things that are free.
Yeah, one time I went to Summerfest. Like, you have to, you know what? They should list that on your credential. You know, the thing that you wear around. These are my Wisconsin bona fides.
I've also heard of Summerfest. Here's another one. This is Libby catching up with Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. Listen to this. She asked a question, and hear what his response.
Can you just tell us if you feel that the Trump-Vance ticket can win Wisconsin?
Well, let me say this first. I love Milwaukee. I may never leave, okay? It's awfully hot in Louisiana.
It's pretty hot here, too.
Did I mention that I love Milwaukee? Now, what was your question?
Well, yes, ma'am,
but let me first ingratiate myself here to the good people of Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
So, yeah, everyone very approachable so far here at the RNC.
Hey, can I tell you something else, though? I kind of appreciate it.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay,
thanks for making me feel good.
Say nice things about us in our area. 714, sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
The Midsummer Classic is tonight. Major League Baseball All-Star Game from Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. I should have asked you if you knew where Globe Life Field was. I wonder if you would have been able to guess that one.
Well, I would have just because I knew the game. Well, I mean, if I didn't know the, you know, if there hadn't been the All-Star hype, I'd say Globe Life Field.
Anyway.
What is Globe Life even?
Insurance?
Yeah, probably. Right. Okay.
Christian Yelich and William Contreras are on the starting lineup for the NL. Contreras will bat fifth. Yelich will bat sixth. They are the only All-Stars from Milwaukee at the game tonight. However, the starting pitcher for the AL is someone you know. It's Corbin Burnes. Yes, former crew member will be on the mound for the AL. On the National League side of things, another name that you should recognize.
Paul Skeens.
Yep, Paul Skeens.
All right, Skeensy.
The rookie phenom who no-hit the Brewers through seven last week will start for the NL. He is having himself a year, by the way. I think he won the College World Series not that long ago. He's dating the most popular TikToker in the world, and he's also on a team where he's throwing near no-hitters and starting for the NL, and he's like 21 years old.
Watch him get shelled tonight, one time when we need him.
Right. Speaking of getting shelled, on Monday, the bombs were hit. The home run derby took place. Dodgers slugger Teoscar Hernandez winning the derby. The Royals' Bobby Wood Jr. had a shot at the end. One last shot to tie the game. It bounced off the wall in the third round. So Hernandez is your winner. Before the game, this was actually more memorable. Before the actual derby was this. Yeah, she probably wants that back. Four-time Grammy-nominated country music star Ingrid Andress becoming the latest singer to struggle a little bit with the anthem. It got pretty bad. She had to actually disable her Instagram account because people were kind of ripping it.
Well, that's too bad. But why did that happen?
I'm not sure. I don't think it was intended to mock. I just think it was her style. Just maybe she was nervous. I don't know.
Have a run-through? Don't play it again. Don't.
That our flag was still there.
Live from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Eric Bilstead, Vince Petrano with you from UWM Panther Arena, the broadcast center dubbed Media Row. Joining us live here this morning from the House of Representatives, Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, Congressman Brian Steil. Nice to see you again, sir.
Hey, good to see you guys.
Great for having you come by. So I want to start with this. You represent maybe one of the more purple districts in our state. You are my congressman. I'm Southern Milwaukee County. You've got Kenosha, Racine, Walworth, Rock County in there. This is a district that sent you back to Congress. However, certain parts of the district actually went for Biden in 2020. Are people wondering what the formula is? This could be a district where, as goes 1st Congressional in Wisconsin, could go Wisconsin.
Yeah, southeast Wisconsin, that corner is the swing area of the state. It's blue dots, it's red dots, and it's about two things. One, it's about persuasion. It's about talking to people about the issues that are in front of us and the policies that we need to put in place to move our country forward. We got to talk about inflation, how everything's more expensive than it was before, what we can do to address reckless spending, how do we bring inflation down, how do we secure the U.S.-Mexico border, right? We had policies in place that had it secure. You come into the Biden administration, he unwinds a lot of that. We've had real significant challenges with fentanyl, with drug trafficking, and we also had migrant communities move into the state, which has been a real challenge to a lot of our first responders in school districts. The second piece of this is going to be a turnout game. We got to make sure that every person gets out and votes this November, in particular, obviously, those in support of the conservative cause for me. But it's about showing up. And showing up is so absolutely essential. You go to the 4th of July, did 5 4th of July parades, covered 20 miles on my feet. President Trump was in Racine, Wisconsin, now about 3 weeks ago. He's in Milwaukee this week. Coming to the state of Wisconsin, talking directly to voters, I think that's what gets it across the line at the end of the day.
Were you surprised by the J.D. Vance pick?
I was somewhat surprised in the sense that, you know, there was a great list of men and women who I thought could do the job. J.D. Vance, though, is a good pick. And, you know, he comes from the state of Ohio, and in many ways Ohio has faced some of the same challenges that Wisconsin's faced. A great history of manufacturing, saw the same challenges where jobs were leaving our states, and far too often business leaders were moving those jobs overseas. We have a huge opportunity, in particular as we've come out of the pandemic, recognizing how essential it is that our supply chain is here in the United States, that we're not dependent on communist China. Now is the moment in time to make sure we're doing everything we can to bring those jobs back into the United States and really take advantage of high-tech manufacturing. J.D. Vance is a guy from Ohio, understands that, and I think it'll play well in Wisconsin.
Talking with the Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, Congressman Paul Ryan, live from the Republican National... Jeez,
Paul
I'm
Ryan.
Sorry, sir. Brian Steil. On that issue, well, let me bring this up since I mentioned his name. You know better than anyone some of the pressures that then-Speaker Ryan was under. in the Trump administration. This is a difficult president, from where I sit, for Congress to do business with, even members of the same party. He can kill legislation with a post on social media. How will you, if President Trump is reelected here or elected once again, how will you do business with this president?
President Trump is tough, but I think that's a good thing. And so when we're in particular negotiating with foreign countries, we're talking about trade agreements, we need a president of the United States that goes in there and plays hardball on behalf of American workers. That is President Trump's overall nature. I mean, he grew up in New York City, right? He was in a totally different rough and tumble kind of negotiating world. We need that type of a negotiating stance on behalf of American workers. And so I actually like that part of President Trump, that he's going to put up with no nonsense. He's willing to run over the top of special interests on behalf of workers, on behalf of families. I think at the end of the day, that's good for America.
All right, so which parties have you been to and which parties are you going to? Like, please, let us live vicariously through your crazy RNC times.
Prepare to be incredibly bored. I was at the Pfizer Forum last night. I wrapped up my day. I joined WISN-TV. I got out of the Pfizer Forum in the pouring rain about 11:30, made it home. I finally got to bed about 1, and I was up at about 4:45 a.m. I joined a couple TV stations, made it over to you guys. And so if you're trying to live vicariously through me, I do not suggest doing that.
Well, as long as we're on topics that are tough to, or not quite as exciting or sexy, I did want to make sure I asked you about this, because one of the planks in the platform, we're talking with Congressman Brian Stile of Wisconsin's 1st Congressional, one of the planks in the party platform is Social Security. Leave it alone, do not change the retirement age, and do not cut benefits. You know those numbers and that math in the House perhaps as well as anyone. That sounds like we've seen this movie before. It's a campaign promise that's made on the trail. It's never delivered on. The math doesn't work out to do that unless there's some plan we don't know.
Now, so this is about making sure that we're protecting Social Security for seniors, in particular seniors in retirement and those approaching retirement age. What we need to do is, when we look at it, is how do you grow the overall pie? The pie is a big piece of this puzzle. If we have economic growth, that is a huge piece of this. The other piece is we look at the massive reckless spending that we've seen, in particular in the first 2 years of the Biden administration, over $7 trillion in spending. When we think about the overall spending puzzle, we need to be really concerned about the new government program spending, because what we need to be focused in on is protecting our core programs, in particular not only Social Security, but also Medicare and our veterans benefits.
But President Trump was a deficit spender as well.
The pox on everybody's house in Washington, D.C., from my view, on the overall spending that's come out. Some of the spending we saw there was coming into COVID. I think there was an overreaction by our federal government and by governments across the board as it relates to how we responded to COVID. That said, a lot of that spending is directly resulting from the COVID era spending, where we wanted to make sure that people were not in a position where they would lose their home or unable to pay a grocery bill. Coming out of that is where we need to get ourselves back in line and back on track.
Congressman Brian Stile from Wisconsin's 1st Congressional. Great to see you, sir. Appreciate you stopping by.
Great to see you.
And tell Congressman Ryan hello for us. Two Brewers in the All-Star game tonight. We got sports coming up at 7:45. Boy, I tell you what, E, the teleprompter operator at this convention has already taken some.
What does that mean?
So I was in the convention hall at Pfizer Forum right after the official nomination was complete of former President Trump. He is now the GOP nominee for president in 2024. House Speaker Mike Johnson is up there reading the thing, whatever, and then there's a transition, and I don't know if it was not clear or if he was done and they'd accidentally advanced, but you can see it sometimes in the background of the TV coverage if you're watching along. These giant screens with the words. These are huge teleprompters. I have not seen speakers bringing up a paper copy of their speech or remarks.
Might be rules about that. It's cleaner look if you don't have those papers.
Well, pretty risky, because sometimes what's up in front of you ain't right. I promise you, I got experience in that for many years. So at the end of Speaker Johnson, he said, well, and I just lost the teleprompter. Now, what I think happened is the prompter advanced to the next section. He was supposed to be done. But the teleprompter, how it works is, at least when I was working, it's almost like a mouse. Okay.
You scroll it.
And a prompter operator has to scroll, and it's a skill. It's not the hardest job in America, but it is a skill that has to be done, and it's a very important job as that person, because you have to adapt to the speaker's cadence and speed. There were a few times, if you were watching yesterday, I saw it particularly in one of the speeches where the speaker was getting close to, I'm aware of this because this speaks to me. I can see the speakers on like the last couple of words, and the next words have not advanced up. And I'm thinking like, gotta scroll up, gotta scroll up. There's nothing more frightening in the world than right. the next words that are supposed to be out of your mouth, not there yet. Right? So I speak from experience, but there have been a couple of issues with that. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, apparently the prompter loaded the wrong speech. And I don't know if that's the operator's problem or someone in someone else's, you know, in the chain of where that speech was and approved. But, geez.
Then you read whatever's in front of you, I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
I mean, it still is just a teleprompter.
I suppose you're still in control of whatever comes out of your mouth. If it doesn't look right in there, I guess say it different. But in that moment.
I get it.
Right? You expect what you wrote or what you prepared to be there. It's just a computer. Sometimes the computer goes out. Sometimes the operator goes out. I had a guy fall asleep on me in the morning show once. Literally, the man was asleep. I kid you not. You think I'm joking. All of a sudden, the words just stopped moving.
Then you just made it up.
Get your little paper script ready to go. This news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com.
So the temperature is going to be a lot better today than it was yesterday. Dew point will go down. The humidity, a little bit of humidity today, but it's going to be even less going into the rest of the week. So that's a good sign. I caught up with a delegate yesterday from Florida. And she's like, what gives? Here's my conversation with Michelle. What's your name? Where are you from?
I am Michelle Wharton. And I'm from Oviedo, Florida.
Have you ever been to Milwaukee before?
No, first time in Wisconsin.
Excellent. So what do you think so far?
I like it. It's hotter than I was expecting. I was trying to get away from the humidity. I was like, there's too much humidity for this not to be Florida.
So I thought I would ask you, like, what do we do about this? You know how to handle this, right?
Well, you kind of get used to it, but I'm like a little disappointed I didn't get away from it. But no, it's been beautiful. Yeah. I've been walking around, feel very safe. So it's been great.
Is this your first convention?
This is my first.
Oh,
yes.
That's exciting.
Yes. First time as a delegate, first time being here at a convention.
Okay. All right, so do you know all the rules and everything you got to do, where you're going to go and all that?
Basically, I have a great mentor who's been like showing me the ropes. So, yeah, great.
Excellent. Is there anything I can help you with? I'm from Milwaukee. Is there anything I can tell you about or a place
where,
to go
where's
to
eat? The best brewery around here?
Oh, well, there's a bunch. There's Third
That's
Space.
What I heard.
There's Molson Coors, there's Sprecher, there's about a million. You cannot go wrong.
Okay, great. I'll try them all.
Welcome to Milwaukee.
All right, thank you so much.
So I took her to drink Wisconsibly. I'm
you guys just pounded the rest of the afternoon. We're very good friends now. I like what you did there. I had somebody yesterday, and I think this is what's expected of all of us with this huge event here. I'm at the security checkpoint, and this woman is looking frantic. And she's asking the Secret Service, where's the Pfister Hotel? I need to get it. Many of these folks are not from here.
Yeah,
right? They're
like
looking
from
around.
Buffalo or
Gotham, I like right. almost ran or is it? I can help you, ma'am. Like, yeah. I'm from here. Here's what you want to do. You want to go here. What about this? I'm like, here's what you want to do. And almost the cops around were like, thanks, dude, because A, we're not equipped to answer this question, and B, we're busy, like, you know, with the security of the event.
I was on Michigan on Monday, and a lady comes up and asks, she was like, hey, can you point me in the direction of Lakefront Brewery? I'm like, well, it's going to be a walk. It's quite a hike for you, but okay, good luck with that.
I like how you answered. I don't know what I would have said. Like, what's a good brewery? Like, I think you answered it right.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know. Pick one. Like, yes. You're not going to be disappointed, I promise. 746, Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Gruber's 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And on this Tuesday, All-Star Tuesday, Brewers 360 is our couple of guys who are going to start tonight.
Yes.
You have to sit there all night and wonder, is my guy going to get in?
No, they'll probably get a couple of ABs too, right? William Contreras, he's not one to take a day off, right? Contreras and Christian Yelich will both start for the NL tonight in Texas. Contreras batting fifth, Yelich batting sixth. And that's it. That's all we got. No one else from the crew on the team tonight. Now, there is another guy that you may recognize who's starting for the AL. It's Corbin Burnes. The now Oriole is the AL starter on the American League side of things. On the NL side, it will be the rookie phenom Paul Skeens, who we just saw recently at AmFam Field.
Watch him get rocked tonight. Right, he like no hits the Brewers for seven innings, or was it eight? Whatever,
right.
He's tearing through the league. And one time we need him because he's on our side.
Nothing.
he blows up in the first at the All-Star
game.
We'll see.
Perhaps the most memorable part of the Home Run Derby was the anthem, but we won't play that for you again. But it was a Home Run Derby that just kind of happened. Our winner was Teoscar Hernandez. He's from the Dodgers. It took until the final at-bat from Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. Final round, he had one last shot to tie it. Here's how it sounded.
Get legs!
Hernandez is your 2024 T-Mobile Home Run Derby
He just missed. It hit the wall, so Hernandez is your winner. No big deal there. The Olympics are drawing closer. The torch is now officially in Paris. So we got that going for us. So the torch is there. The games begin Friday, July 26th.
7:49, we'll talk to Mark Tauscher next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
I think you guys should be pushing. Get out to Vegas. Do a road show. Morning road show out in Las Vegas.
Innovative.
It has a good chance of beating the Eclipse.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
No, here's what you do. No, you get all the way, but you stop in Reno. Because then you're 97% of the way.
All right. Enough.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Hey, Tausch, I don't know if you watched any of the Home Run Derby, but what seems to be getting all the attention this morning is not anything from the Derby itself. It's from what happened before the event began in Texas. So it started with the Home Run Derby, of course, and there was a nice, awesome introduction by Marcelo Hernandez. I don't know if you saw this. This is an actor from SNL, and he was awesome. He was very funny. He's bilingual, so he just played that up and, you know, introduced all the Latin American players and whatnot, so it was super cool. But then came the anthem, and yeah.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
It didn't. It
that wasn't even the worst part.
It left an impression. Her name, Ingrid Andress.
Yes, so I did hear that. And I think, so like a lot of times you forget that the Home Run Derby is on, and then, you know, you check your Twitter feed or whatever it is, and then you're like, okay, well, what is this? And you go back, and I'm going to be honest with you. So I listened to it. Was it good? No. But I saw, like, Darren Rovell tweeted 99% of the population would be worse. No, they wouldn't, because half the people wouldn't even, like, get up there and try. And to put this in the worst of the worst, was it bad? Certainly. It wasn't Whitney Houston in the Super Bowl of, I think, 1991. But it wasn't as bad as Carl Lewis's. It wasn't as bad as Roseanne Barr's that tried it. So it was bad.
Fergie's in that list, too. Hers.
Fergie? Yeah, but I think Fergie, I mean, I put Fergie ahead of whoever this was. So, I mean, if I want to be fair to the entire process. But this wasn't, like, the worst of worst. And, I mean, how would you two do? I would feel, I'm not going to say I'd feel comfortable doing it. I did headlines. I've become a little bit of a singing, you know, I've at least tried. I just don't know the words. I don't think it was as bad as, I think a lot of people have done a lot worse. Put it that way.
It's a hard song. I mean, both of my daughters sing their schooled voice lessons, the whole thing. It's a hard song. Some of my proudest moments as a dad is when my girls have done the national anthem at the football game in Greendale, Tausch. I'll tell you what, for me, because I know they're both good singers, for me, when they start to round third and head for home, when they're on that last couple of stanzas, I'm like, just hang in there. Don't forget the words. Don't forget the words. Don't forget the words.
The key to me is, because I think the Rockets' red glare, that's when you got to, like, go up. You don't need – not everybody has the voice of Alicia Keys. Like, not everybody can hit those notes. So kind of find your zone. And if you don't butcher the words, you know, you're probably going to be okay. But, yeah, it is a monster skill set to be able to do that. And then to be able to do it in front of 50, 60,000 people is another added layer. So – I know everybody is crushing her today, and, you know, if you're going to do it, you have to have a ton of confidence. I don't know how wavered she is, because Twitter and all of it is getting after her, but you're 100% right. You have to make sure you get the actual lyrics right, but you have to find that octave as far as where you can get to, and you probably don't want to go too much higher because it sounds like what we just heard.
Well, so if you're in the midst of hearing a bad one, Tausch, you know, there you are on the sideline,
yeah,
hand on heart, helmet in hand, right? You know, and the reaction of some of the players, like the side eye, am I really hearing this?
Yeah, the problem is you just never know when the camera is going to be on you. And I saw
right.
a guy from the Phillies that started laughing because, you know, typically it goes the other way. Like, you'll see somebody come out, and there's the guy that does the Chicago Blackhawks games, and he's got that monster deep voice, and you're kind of like, oh, my God, I didn't see this coming, and you got that, whoa. But when it's really bad, I think you want to, you know, you don't want to be a jerk. But it's also, you're a human being, and if it's bad, you're going to laugh and chuckle, and you get caught, because it's kind of just the natural reaction of what's going on.
That our flag was still there.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. The more you guys are playing it, maybe it is closer to Carl Lewis.
What did Carl Lewis say? Whoa!
That's right. That's it.
Yeah,
thanks, Tausch. We'll talk tomorrow.
Maybe I underestimated. Yep. See you guys.
Whoa.